Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. You can join us live on our Zoom church each Sunday at 10 a.m. or listen Sunday evening at 8 here on Blog Talk to our audio recording. And now let's prepare our hearts for worship and celebrate our God of love. Welcome to our service of worship on this first Sunday of Advent, a whole new year in the church calendar. Our celebrant today is yours truly, Archbishop Deb, and our homilist is Archdeacon Sherry Grenier. And now, let us prepare our hearts for worship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the collect for this first Sunday in Advent. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to life immortal, through him who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Today, being the first Sunday in Advent, is the beginning of a new year in our church. This is where the rest of the world celebrates January 31st, a happy new year coming from January 1st. The first Sunday of Advent on the church calendar is our new year. So happy new year to everybody. Advent means coming. And in the season, and during the season, we prepare for the coming of Christ. This Advent wreath, which is over here, is a symbol of the many gifts that Jesus brings into our lives and is a visible reminder of the many promises that God gives to us. The wreath is in the shape of a circle, which has no beginning and no end, and is a symbol of eternity and never-ending love. It is evergreen to remind us that God's presence in our lives never dies and never fades away. God's love and caring are forever. The light from the candles, which grows stronger each Sunday in Advent, reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. As the light shines brighter, even as our world grows darker and colder over the next few weeks, we are assured of the presence of God in the midst of all darkness and in the coming of that great special babe as a sign of visible sign of hope at Christmas. So we have the four Sundays of Advent: hope, love, joy, and a sign of the promise that God will be with us always in the Christ candle. Today, we light this candle, the candle of hope, as an affirmation that God is here in our midst and is making all things new. We call on this divine light to burn brightly in all areas of the world that only know darkness and despair. We call on this light to bring hope into our world and erase all manner of hardship and doubt, to come into our own lives where it may shine purely and chase away all shadows, making us stronger in faith and lifting us into the warmth and radiance of the light of God. Hope is like a light shining in a dark place. As we look at the light of this candle, we celebrate the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Creator God, we thank you for the hope you give to us. We ask that as we begin this time of waiting in the stillness, for Jesus to come to us at Christmas, that we would be aware of your presence with us. Help us today and every day to worship you, to hear your word, and to do your will by sharing your hope with each other. We ask it in the name of the one who was born in Bethlehem. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The word that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judea and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many peoples shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth instructions and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 122. I was glad when the Lord said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem built as a city that is bound firmly together. To let the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For there the thrones for judgment were set up, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace within your walls and security within your towers. For the sake of my relatives and friends, I will say, peace be with you. For the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your good. Creator of the world, you are the potter. We are the clay, and you form us in your image. Shape our spirits by Christ's transforming power, that as one people we may live out your compassion and justice, whole and sound, in the realm of your peace. Amen. A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us honorably, as in the day, live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery or licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. According to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
But about the day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days, before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. Until the day Noah entered the ark, they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken, one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know of what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake, would not have let this house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Back on your last vacation, you had your airline tickets purchased well in advance. Your bags were packed a week before the trip, and you were at the airport 4 hours before your flight. You were ready. Or your wedding. As soon as you were engaged, you were compiling guest lists, researching venues, and dreaming of what you would wear. Your invitations were in the mail and plenty of time for your guests to RSVP. From the flowers to the menu, you had every detail organized. And on the morning of the wedding, you were up bright and early. You were ready. On this first day of Advent, the world is getting ready for Christmas. I have already begun my homily for the Christmas Eve service. Our homes are being decorated. Christmas carols fill the air. And by Christmas Eve, all the gifts will be wrapped and under the tree. This year, as every year, we are ready. 2,000 years ago, the Jews were looking forward to the coming of their Messiah. No one in those days knew when the Messiah would come, but those who heard John the Baptist's message in the wilderness knew he was imminent. No doubt people whispered and speculated about it, just as people are whispering and speculating today about the second coming of Jesus. Even before Jesus left this earth, the disciples became focused on his return, and they asked him when this was going to happen. Jesus replied to them that he did not know, nor did the angels know. Only God knows. He did say that his coming would be unexpected and sudden, and it would come as people are living their everyday lives, just as it was in Noah's day, just as it was on the morning of the sudden and unexpected events of 9/11. Futility of predicting an event that Jesus didn't even know the timing of, Christians have become obsessed with the second coming. Over the centuries, individuals have predicted specific dates, which came and went uneventfully. Perhaps God has already started the countdown, or maybe not. But one thing is certain. If Jesus doesn't return during our lifetime, we are limited to the time we are alive. Being ready for his return is the same as being ready for our own death. Both have the same outcome, the unspeakable glory of seeing Jesus face to face. Imagine you knew the very day and time your life on earth would be over. Would that make a difference in how ready you would be? It's not just about watching and being ready. It's about what we do during the watch. It's about how we help others, care for them, and show Christ's love. We Christians have two Advents. The first dealt with the past by washing away our sins. The second deals with the future by promising us eternal life. Thinking back to the flood, we are reminded that this will not be the first time the world ended. But this time we have a 2,000-year advance warning. Just as the ark was God's way of saving Noah and his family from the destruction of the flood, Jesus is our salvation for the future. In today's gospel, Jesus spoke in terms of two people, one taken, one left. A separation, like the sheep and the goats, believers and non-believers, the ready and the unready. Although the scriptures are purposely vague on end times, repeat often that Jesus died for all, regardless. And being ready means being ready for the end of our own lives every bit as much as the end of the world. In fact, even more so. Which are you, the ready or the unready? How can we know if we're ready? If you believe that Jesus died for your sins,
if you try to live the best life you can, and if you ask for God's forgiveness when you fail, you are ready. If you live according to what Jesus commands us, to love God and to love each other, you are ready. If you feed the hungry and take care of those who cannot take care of themselves, you are ready. The beauty of having Jesus in our hearts is that we don't have to wonder how to act. We already know. This Advent season, let us get ready for the coming of Christ in our hearts and in our lives. And let us live in such a way that when our time on earth is over, we are ready to meet him. Let us begin each morning as if Jesus was going to return by the end of the day. Being ready means when doesn't matter anymore. Amen.
As we gather together as community, let us remember in our prayers those who are in any need or distress. We remember those who are ill, especially those who we hold in the quiet of our hearts. We pray for our world, the light of love, which surrounds all people, and that peace would be known. In joyful expectation, let us pray to our Savior and Redeemer, saying, Lord Jesus, come soon. O wisdom from the mouth of the Most High, you reign over all things to the ends of the earth. Come and teach us how to live.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O Lord, and head of the house of Israel, you appeared to Moses in the fire of the burning bush, and you gave the law on Sinai. Come with outstretched arms and ransom us.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O branch of Jesse, standing as a sign among the nations, all kings will keep silence before you, and all peoples will summon you to their aid. Come, set us free, and delay no more.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, you open and none can shut. You shut and none can open. Come and free the captives from prison.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O morning star, splendor of the light, eternal and bright sun of righteousness, come and enlighten all who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O King of the nations, you alone can fulfill their desires. Cornerstone, you make opposing nations one. Come and save the creature you fashioned from day.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O Emmanuel, open of the nation, hope of the nation and their Savior, come and save us, Lord our God.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
Gracious God, you have heard the prayers of your faithful people. You know our needs before we ask, and our ignorance is asking. Grant our requests as we may be best for us. This we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon, and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of love and power, your word stirs within us the expectation of the coming of your Son. Accept all we offer you this day, and sustain us with your promise of eternal life. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. And now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night that he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread, gave you thanks, and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this in memory of me." Remembering therefore his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling us with the Holy Spirit, confirming our faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your Savior, our Savior, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
The gifts of God for you, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, you have fed us with the bread of eternal life. Keep us ever watchful, that we may be ready to stand before the Son of Man. We ask this in the name of Christ the Lord. Amen. Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love, this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks for joining us for today's worship service. You can learn more about the Community Catholic Church by visiting our website at communitycatholicchurch.com. Please send your prayer requests to communitycatholic@bell.net. Until next week, may you be richly blessed by the grace of God.